Everything Avalanche, and I'm your host, JV. In this show, I'll cover all the games since my last show. I'll tell you what doesn't make me want to buy a new Avs third jersey. I'll break down why Avs backup goaltender Peter Budaj has played like Peter Booty lately. And I'll tell you which period of Avalanche hockey Avs fans at least enjoy watching as of late. Those topics and much, much more coming up in episode number 44 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. Stick around, I'll be right back. Everything Avalanche, and I'm your host, JV. Had some good discussions with my buddy James Tape Leg Gralium. I'll talk about him later, but there's really nothing that can be the home of everything, so I definitely want to cover as much as I can, but I can't cover everything. So this is your home for most everything Avalanche. I'm your host, JV. Welcome once again. Thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate the time you take to listen every couple weeks. And if you're a new listener, welcome. If you're an Avalanche fan, you're going to love this show. If you're the Avalanche fan that reads the game notes and covers absolutely everything between all the games, you're not going to enjoy this show so much. So you might want to try something else. But for those of you that keep listening, thank you so much. We're all Avs fans here, and I really appreciate you joining me. So here we go. This is episode number 44, as everybody likes to know. As everybody knows, by the way, I like to do jersey number 44s. It matches the podcast number of show I'm doing. Yeah, play along with me. All right, let's see. Let's cover all the 44s. There's six of them. I didn't realize there was that many. One of them is Serge Albin. He played two times with the Avalanche in two different occasions. He played 82 games with the team and scored 13 points. Another one, Bates Battaglia. In March of 2003, the Avalanche traded Radim Vrbata to the Canes for Bates Battaglia. He played 17 games with the Avs, had a goal and six assists in those games. Sammy Hellenius is another Avalanche player who wore the jersey number 44. March 1999, the Lightning traded Hellenius to the Avalanche for future considerations. He played 33 games with the Avalanche organization, had no points, and 46 penalty minutes. So good for him, penalty machine. Another one, let's see, Nolan Pratt. In June of 2000, the Avalanche traded Sandis Ozilinch in a second-round pick to Carolina for Nolan Pratt. 46 games played with the organization, a goal and two assists during those 46 games. And then the ones that you know from the last couple seasons, Jordan Leopold. June of 2006, he was part of the Alex Tanguay deal to the Flames. He played 122 games with the Avalanche, 13 goals, 26 assists. An injury machine. When he was healthy, he was actually pretty decent. And the 44 we know right now, Ryan Wilson. March 4th, 2009, he was part of the Jordan Leopold to the Flames deal. So kind of a full circle Jordan Leopold thing there. A little more than seven games played with the Avalanche now. He's got a goal and I believe three assists. I forgot to update my stats on that. He's got some big hits too. So I like what I'm seeing from Ryan Wilson most games, but we haven't watched him enough to really make a decision. So out of all those number 44s, I don't really like any of them, so this isn't going to necessarily be a player. It's just going to be episode number 44 of the Avs Hockey Podcast, your home for pretty much everything Avalanche. So thanks for playing along with me there. HockeyDB.com, thank you. Or no, not HockeyDB, that's a different site. But AvalancheDB.com, thank you so much for keeping me up to date so I can keep my listeners up to date with my little fun things that I do. All right, let's get into the game since my last show. It has been a while. It's been about 3 weeks. So the 15th game the Avalanche played this season, it was Sunday, November 1st at the Canucks at GM Play. They lost this one 3-0. The Canucks scored three goals, one in each period. Mason Raymond scores his fifth at 11:05 the first period. Ryan Kesler scores his fifth as well at 6:28 the second period. And Tanner Glass scored his first of the season in the third period at 9:25. Craig Anderson, 17 saves on 20 shots. Andrew Raycroft for the Canucks. Why not shut out against his former team? Whatever. The Avalanche get shut out here 3-0. Raycroft, 18 saves. Philippe Dupuis played in this game, four shots for him this game. That's the highlight for your Avalanche. Ryan Kesler and Mason Raymond, both with a goal and assist for the Canucks. Very few scoring chances in this game for the Avalanche. The team looked tired and they were ready to come home. And my final note on that game, at least no one got hurt. All right, next game. Game number 16, Wednesday, November 4th. The Avalanche played the Coyotes at Pepsi Center and won this one 4-1. The Avalanche taking an early lead in this one. Milan Hayduk scores his sixth of the year on the power play. A great tip in from Kyle Quincy and Paul Stastny at 57 seconds. That was all the scoring in the first and second periods, in fact. In the third period, Marek Svatos puts the Avalanche up 2-0 with his third of the year from Paul Stastny and Milan Hayduk at 6:43. At 9:52, Ed Jovanovski scores his fifth of the year for the Coyotes to bring them back within one. A great tip-in by Kyle Quincy in front of the net to beat Peter Budaj on this one. For those of you that saw that. Anyways. All right, at 19:17, the Avalanche score an empty netter. David Jones scores his fourth from Ryan O'Reilly. At 19:17, and then that was with an empty net. Now here's the weird part. 19 seconds later, Milan Hayduk scores his seventh of the season, his second of the game for Paul Stastny and Philippe Dupuis at 19:36, and that was not an empty netter. Ilya Briskalov was back in net, but the Coyotes kind of lost track of Milan Hayduk, and he broke in and beat Ilya Briskalov with the wrister like he usually does, and gives the Avalanche a 4-1 victory. Peter Budaj, 28 saves on 29 shots, and Ilya Briskalov, like I mentioned before, was in net for the Coyotes, 25 saves on 28 shots. Milan Hayduk, 2 goals and assist and 6 shots, and Paul Stastny with the playmaker, 3 assists. A better effort. They looked well rested. For our Avalanche, were well rested, and that's pretty much all you need from your backup goalie. But from here on out, it got kind of messy, and we'll talk about Peter Budaj as the show continues. It was a pretty empty building. I'd be there every game if I could. Adrian Dater jumped all over the fans and said, Where are you? A Wednesday night, coming off a long road trip against the Coyotes. There's just not going to be any Coyote fans there. There's no Coyote fans in Phoenix. There's some, but there's no Coyote fans here. Really, nobody on their roster worth coming out to see, at least if you're not a huge hockey fan. I mean, the Shane Doans of the world are always fun to watch. But no one's going to come on a Wednesday night to watch the Coyotes. Attendance has been much better since then, and it's not just because Dater talked his stuff. But anyways, small crowd, but it is what it is. And the Avalanche win Wednesday, November 4th against the Coyotes 4-1. 17th game for your Avalanche this season, Friday, November 6th against the Chicago Blackhawks at Pepsi Center. And the Avalanche win this one in a wild one, 4-3 in a shootout. At 6:27, Dustin Byfuglien begins the scoring for the Blackhawks, his sixth of the year on the power play to give the Blackhawks a 1-0 lead. Duncan Keith then scores his fourth to give the Hawks a 2-0 lead at 10:36. Ryan O'Reilly helps the Avalanche battle back, scores his third of the season from Marek Svatos and Wojciech Wolski on the backhand. The Avalanche cut the lead to 2-1. The Avalanche starts slow but pick up the effort towards the end of the first and the Hawks take a 2-1 lead into the second period. David Jones then scores a shorthanded goal, his fifth goal of the season at 7:43 from Scott Hannon to get the Avalanche tied back up. And less than a minute later, Ryan O'Reilly scores his second of the game, his fourth of the year from David Jones at Kyle Quincy at 8:42, and the Avalanche gain the lead 3-2. Mrs. Avs Hockey Podcast, my wife was watching a little of this game. She's usually doing other stuff while I'm watching the game. But, man, she gave Ryan O'Reilly a lot of credit on that one, says, that was a cool goal. So it was a breakaway. You got the rebound after Duncan Keith was caught up ice in the Avalanche zones. And Coach Q, after these two quick goals, tries something brand new for us Avalanche fans. He calls a timeout. So I don't remember not many games at all, where Joel Quenneville did not use his timeout when he was with the Avalanche. So I thought I'd poke a little fun at him. Anyways, back to hockey as usual. 16:40, Andrew Ladd scores his third of the season to tie the game at 3. The Avalanche were shot 23-8 in the first two periods, but it feels always just a little bit better when your team scores on 3 of their 8 shots. But no scoring in the third period, no scoring in overtime, and then we go to the shootout. Marek Svatos scores. Patrick Kane actually started off the scoring in the shootout. Marek Svatos scores later, and then we go to extra shooters as usual against the Blackhawks. And Chris Stewart proves to be the game winner in the shootout, and the Avalanche win this one 4-3. Very cool moment when Chris Stewart goes back to the bench, and you can just tell how young and excited the Avalanche team is. It was just so funny. He goes back to the bench, and he's standing there. He's got this big smile, and guys are tapping him on the back like, hey, way to go, man. And you never saw, like, you know, well, LaPerrier did that, but you never saw, like, Joe Sakic and any of those guys do that. So it's fun to watch the young guys have a good time out there on the ice. Craig Anderson, 29 saves on 32 shots for the Avalanche. Antti Niemi for the Blackhawks, 19 saves on 22 shots. Patrick Kane, 2 assists. Patrick Sharp, an assist and 5 shots for the Blackhawks. Ryan O'Reilly with 2 goals and 6 shots during this game. And David Jones, a goal and assist for the Avalanche. Really no quit when this team gets down early, and you really haven't seen them quit. Third periods have been kind of an issue lately, which I'll talk about later, but it is fun to watch them keep battling back, and that's what the Avalanche does now. So game number 17 for the Avalanche, Friday, November 6th against the Blackhawks. The Avalanche win this one 4-3 in a shootout. turning the page, literally. Game number 18, Sunday, November 8th, against the Edmonton Oilers at Pepsi Center. The Avalanche lose this one 5-3. Mike Comrie scores his fifth of the year on the power play at 4:47 to give the Oilers a 1-0 lead. Marek Svatos comes back, scores his fourth of the season from Kyle Quincy and Paul Stastny at 8 minutes to tie the game at 1. Tom Gilbert then scores his first of the year on the power play to give the Oilers a 2-1 lead, 14:48 into the first period. And then the horse, the beast, Dustin Penner, scores his 10th of the season on the power play at 19:02, and the Oilers take a 3-1 lead into the second period. TJ Hensick starts the scoring in the second period, his first of the season from Brett Clark and Wojtek Wolski, and that was at 4:56, gives the Oilers, cuts the Oilers lead to 1. They laid it 3-2 at the time. Halfway through the period, Scott Hannon takes a deflected puck off the face and then leaves the game. He returns to start the third period because he's a hockey player. In the third period, Ryan Patolny scores his first of the year for the Oilers on the power play. You'll sense a trend here. This gives the Oilers a 4-2 lead at 4:44 of the third period. David Jones comes back, scores his sixth of the year at 7:27 from Cody McLeod and Paul Stastny to bring the Avs back into a pretty good distance here. They're only down by 1-4-3. And then Andrew Cogliano puts the Avalanche away, his third of the season at 16:40 the third period, to give the Oilers a 5-3 victory. Craig Anderson, 27 saves on 32 shots. Nikolai Haabi-Bullen, 34 saves on 37 shots. Ryan Patolny, a goal assist and 5 shots for the Oilers. Dustin Penner, a goal assist and 4 shots for the Oilers. And Tom Gilbert, former Avalanche property, a goal and assist for the Oilers. TJ Hensick, a goal and 5 shots. Chris Stewart, 5 shots in this game and no points. And Paul Stastny, 2 assists and a +3 for this game. The power play, penalty kill, was an issue for the Avalanche this game. They were, 5-for-9 during Oiler power plays, and the Oilers were 4-for-7. What am I writing down here? Anyways, the Oilers scored 4 power play goals in this one. The Avalanche had trouble killing penalties, and that's never good. That's what it was. Craig Anderson stopped 5-of-9 shots during Oiler power plays, and the Oilers were 4-for-7 on the power play during this game. So kind of a tough game on the penalty kill for the Avalanche, although they've been much better lately. So let's cover one more game, and then we'll take a break. Game number 19, the Avalanche, Wednesday, November 11th, at the Chicago Blackhawks at the United Center. The Avalanche lose this one 3-2 in a shootout. Kyle Komiski begins the scoring. His second of the year from TJ Hensick and Cody McLeod at 9:44 off Cristobal Huey's butt. Kyle Komiski was behind the net, threw it off the goaltender's backside and went in the net. Give the Avalanche a 1-0 lead. And then Patrick Kane ties it up, his fifth of the season at 15:20. And the Avalanche kind of skated away from Patrick Kane on this one. It was a little worrisome. You don't want to give a player like Patrick Kane any room. And a couple guys just kind of skated away trying to cover where he might go. And he ended up beating Craig Anderson to tie the game up at 1. In the second period, Wojtek Wolski scores his ninth of the season unassisted at 13:10 to give the Avalanche a 2-1 lead. And then Cam Barker scored his fourth of the season at 4:56 to tie up the game at 2. The Avalanche outshot the Blackhawks 15-3 in the period, so you can't be disappointed with that. But we do go to a shootout, and then Patrick Sharp ends the shootout in regulation, which is different because the previous couple games against the Chicago Blackhawks both went to shootouts, but they were extended shootouts, so that was definitely new. Cristobal Huey for the Blackhawks, 25 saves on 27 shots, and Craig Anderson for the Avalanche, 37 saves on 39 shots. The Avalanche have struggled from here on out, but let me give you a break. I know I've been talking for a while. Thanks again for joining me. I'll be right back. I'll cover all the games since my last show. I've got news and notes for you. I'll also get upcoming games. You guys know how I do it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Podcast. This is your home for pretty much everything Avalanche. I'm your host, Jay Veen. Thanks again for joining me. Let's continue with the games. Game number 20, Saturday, November 14th against the Vancouver Canucks. The Avalanche lose this one 8-2. Not a whole lot to say during this one. The Canucks scored 3 goals in the first period, 1 in the second, and the Avalanche got within 2 in the third. It was 4-2 at that point. A power play goal by Marek Svatos from Kyle Quincy and Kyle Komiski at 5:52. And Matt Hendrick's second goal of the season at 10:52 from Ryan O'Reilly and Adam Foote got the Avalanche within two goals. But then the Canucks scored two more goals within 2 minutes and 1 second after the Hendrick's goal. And that was pretty much the beginning of the end. Roberto Luongo, 32 saves on 34 shots. So he's obviously, between this game and one I'll cover in a few minutes, back on track against the Avalanche. And Craig Anderson played in the first two periods. He stopped 18 of 22 shots, and Peter Budaj played in the third period and stopped 4 of 8 shots. The announcer, why I don't necessarily want to buy a Avs third jersey more. Believe me, I want to buy one, and I will buy one. I'll probably buy a game used one of those jerseys eventually. But the Peter McNabb and Mike Haynes wearing them between the first and second periods as they break down the game, it really doesn't make me want to buy one anymore. As my friend Jibble Scribbits on Twitter said, he really liked it because it brought out the blue in Peter McNabb's eyes. So I thought that was funny, but kind of a weird marketing thing, PR thing for the third jerseys, kind of being crammed down our throats. You're either going to like them or you're not. I don't think really promoting them is really going to help a whole lot of stuff. They look okay. They're really blue. I don't really like the burgundy on the shoulders, but I do like the shoulder patches. So, you know, some stuff that I like and some stuff that I don't like about them, but me sitting here and complaining about them isn't going to do any good. They're okay. They're a nice little switch and kind of makes the old third jerseys a little more vintage, which I always liked anyways. But anyways, the announcers wearing jerseys between first and second periods and just everybody kind of, promoting the heck out of them doesn't make me really want to buy one or not buy one more. It just is what it is. Just thought I'd put my thoughts in there. Game number 20, Saturday, November 4th. Excuse me. The Avalanche lose this one. I threw up a little in my mouth there. I think that's what that was. Saturday, November 14th, the Avalanche lose at Pepsi Center against the Vancouver Canucks 8-2. Game number 21 of the season, Tuesday, November 17th, at Calgary against the Flames at the Pengrove Saddle Dome. The Avalanche win this one 3-2. Ryan Wilson scores his first NHL goal against his former team, like I said earlier in the show, from Wojtek Volski and Paul Stastny in 8 minutes to give the Avalanche a 1-0 lead. Jerome Iginla then, in the second period, 11:39, scores his 12th of the season, and Rene Bork scores his 7th of the year, shorthanded at 17:18 to give the Flames a 2-1 lead. And then the Avs battle back 42 seconds later to tie the game at 2. Cody McLeod scores his 4th from Paul Stastny and Ryan Wilson at 18 minutes. And a minute 6 later, Milan Hayduk scores his 8th of the year on the power play at 19:06 from Marek Svatos and Brett Clark. The Avalanche take a 3-2 lead into the locker room, and that was it. The Avalanche were outshot 11 to 4 in the third period, but they hang on for the win. Craig Anderson, 34 saves and 36 shots. A good game by him. And Mika Kiprusoff, 21 saves on 24 shots for the Flames. Paul Stastny, 2 assists. Ryan Wilson, a good overall, I'd say his best game in the NHL so far. A goal and assist for him. And Wojtek Volski, an assist and 6 shots. Jerome Iginla, who we've gotten used to watching, he's amazing. And he's a beast. I'll give him beast status as well. A goal and 7 shots for the Flames in this game. Adam Foote left the game with a jaw injury after just 5 minutes and 28 seconds of ice time during this game. We haven't seen him since, but the Avalanche have not placed him on the injured reserve, and he should be back soon. So I won't talk about him in the news and notes when it comes to all the injuries, but he will be back soon. Jaw injury. Took an elbow, I guess, from Curtis Glencross. But hopefully he'll be back soon. All right, so the Avalanche win game 21 of the season, Tuesday, November 17th at the Calgary Flames at the Pengrove Saddle Dome. They won that one 3-2. Game number 22, which is the second-to-last game I'll cover, Wednesday, November 18th, the Avalanche lose to the Edmonton Oilers at the Rexall Place 6-4. Milan Hayduk starts the scoring for the Avalanche, his 9th of the season at 8:26 from Tom Pricing. Great pass from Tom Pricing from the point on this one. And Matt Duchene to give the Avalanche a 1-0 lead. Sean Horkoff scores at 16:39 of the first period, his 4th of the year, to tie the game at 1. And then a minute 58 later, Milan Hayduk scores his 2nd of the period, his 10th of the season, from Matt Duchene and Chris Durno, his first NHL point. Congratulations, Chris Durno, at 18:36 after a great shift in the Oilers zone. I had a tweet. I said, the Duchene-Durno-Hayduk line spends about a half hour in the Oilers zone, and it pays off. So a good shift by then. The Avalanche take a 2-1 lead into the second period. Early in the second, Gilbert Brulé scores his 6th of the year to tie the game at 2 at 21 seconds. Less than a minute later, David Jones scores his 7th at a minute 14 from Wojtek Volski and Kyle Quincy on a sweet wrister. The Avalanche lead then 3-2. Kyle Komiski gives the Avalanche a 2-goal lead. We were all really excited at 11:04, his 3rd of the year, from Brett Clark and Darcy Tucker. The Avalanche Avalanche lead at this point, 4-2. And then Sam Gagner, actually, after a couple extended five-on-threes late in the second period where the Avalanche pretty much could have taken over this game, taking a three-goal lead into the third period. They didn't do that. Sam Gagner scores his fifth at 19:44, and the Avalanche only had a one-goal lead going into the locker room. And then the wheels fell off. Let's just put it that way. 2:45, Ryan Patulny, who only likes to score against the Avalanche, apparently scored on the power play, second of the year, to tie the game at 4. At 11:07, Patrick O'Sullivan scored his fourth to give the Oilers a 5-4 lead. And then Alex Hemsky scored his sixth, an empty netter, at 19:17. That was the end of the scoring, and the Oilers win this game 6-4. Peter Budaj, 27 saves on 32 shots. And Jeff Drouin Delorier, 14 saves on 18 shots. The Avalanche lose this one. Matt Duchene, 2 assists. Milan Hayduk, 2 goals on 2 shots. That's a good shooting percentage. Can't get much better than that. Dustin Penner is just tough to handle. He had 0 points but 7 shots, and you just cannot contain that guy. He's too big. He's a horse. And Lubomir Vyshnovsky had 2 assists for the Oilers. Like I said before, too late second period, 5-on-3s to essentially put the game away, and the Avalanche can't do it. And it comes back and bites them like it usually does. An early 3-goal lead going into the third period is very different than an early 3-goal lead in a game. So the Avalanche had a chance to put this game away, and they didn't, and it definitely backfired this time. 4 goals on the road should get it done. Peter Budaj, I'm starting to worry about just a little bit. He just, for whatever reason, he's lost it, and you can call it confidence, you can call it a swagger, you can say, I don't know, I'm not going to break down his goalie skills, but he's just lost it, and he's having a lot of trouble getting it back. It's going to be tough putting him back in that at any time soon, and hopefully we don't have to wear out Craig Anderson. I don't know. It's kind of a long story. We can discuss it as the story kind of develops with Peter Budaj, but he has played really, really badly lately, and that's why I said he's played like Peter Booty. So we'll talk about this more as things develop, and we'll take it one game at a time with him, but it's going to be tough putting him in the lineup with any confidence. So he has some work to do, but then again, every goaltender in the NHL has a lot of work to do. So we'll give him a chance, but not much more of a chance. I'm getting a little worried about his future with the Avalanche, and honestly, I don't know if he can't play as a backup goaltender for the Avalanche whether a team would pick him up to play anytime. So Peter Budaj, like I said, we'll take it game by game. So game number 22, Wednesday, November 18th, the Avalanche lose at Edmonton against the Oilers 6-4. All right. Sounds like a broken record on this one. Game number 23, Friday, November 20th. The Avalanche lose to the Vancouver Canucks at GM Place 5-2. The Avalanche take an early two-goal lead, which it is what it is. You never see him stick that often. A pair of power play goals in the first. David Jones, his eighth at 4:06 from Wojtek Wolski and John Michael Lyles and Matt Duchene. Also a power play goal, his third of the season at 8:39 from John Michael Lyles and Wojtek Wolski. And the Avalanche take a 2-0 lead to the room after one period. Christian Ehrhoff in the second period scored his fourth on the power play at 4:22 to cut the Avs lead to 1. And the Canucks scored 4 unanswered goals in the third period to take a 5-2 win from the Avalanche. Craig Anderson, 22 saves on 27 shots. Roberto Luongo, like I said, regaining his form against the Avalanche, 22 saves on 24 shots. Wojtek Wolski and John Michael Lyles, both with 2 assists. Christian Ehrhoff, 2 goals and assist. And Michael Samuelson, a goal and 2 assists for the Canucks. Wojtek Wolski shooting whenever he gets the chance from the point at the power play. Love it. Keep watching that. Never mind a little aggression during the power play. And the Avs collapse yet again in the third period. They sit back. They know that's trouble. Joe Sacco addresses it, and he says it to the media, but actually saying it and doing it are two different things. We know sitting back is trouble in pro sports at any time. It's tough to keep that momentum going. But an early two-goal lead disappeared really, really quick. Well, it got cut in half in the second, and then, like I said before, the wheels kind of fell off, which is always a disturbing term to use, but I don't know if there is a better one. So the Avs have been outscored 7-0 in their past 2 third periods, and that's why Avalanche fans don't like watching the third periods lately. So hopefully the Avalanche can figure out what the issue is and keep their used to coming back, and we've seen them do that, but holding leads has been an issue. Good teams do that, and we'll see how good this team is in the future. So game number 23, Friday, November 20th, the Avalanche lose at the Vancouver Canucks 5-2. All right, I'm done breaking down games. Sorry I didn't get you a show last week, but I get here as often as I can to get you a show, and sometimes life happens all around us, and we're all busy. It's all good. So I'll be right back for the second segment of the show. I'll cover all the news and notes since my last show, and then I'll be back after that as well and give you all the upcoming games and where you can find me online. So stick around. Thanks again for joining me. Thanks for your time, and I'll be right back. Avalanche fans to episode number 44 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for pretty much everything Avalanche, and I'm your host, Jay Veen. Let's see, a nice little ditty by Apple, who they create the program that I use. That was Stepping Out, the music you heard between the first and the second period. Thanks, Apple, for making cool tools. Anyways, that's not my commercial. I got to pay for my computer anyways, but just thought I'd throw that out there. All right, plenty of news and notes to cover since my last show. Let's go back to October 1st. The Avalanche finished October with a 10-2-2 record. That was good for 22 points, the best start in Avalanche history. They set a franchise record for wins in October, and that's why they are where they are. So a great start by them, considering all the great talent and all the great teams that have come through this city so far. So congratulations. It seems like a while, and they haven't played that well lately, but a good start will never hurt. October 2nd, the Avalanche goaltender Craig Anderson was named the NHL's first star for the month of October. He started all 14 games and had a 10-2-2 record. He tied an NHL record for victories by a goaltender in a month, and definitely a well-deserved honor for the Avalanche's best player so far this season. Just as far as why they are where they are, Craig Anderson is the difference. So thank you, Craig Anderson, for being a stud and a great offseason pickup for the Avalanche. So that was great. Forward Cody McLeod on November 3rd returned to the lineup against the Coyotes after missing six games with an eye injury. He was rocking the face shield, which makes him look like he should score more goals. And the Avalanche are definitely better in the lineup. It brings a lot more to the table as far as he brings a lot more to the table and provides some energy and skill to the team. So welcome back, Cody McLeod. Brian Wilsey, to make room for McLeod, was reassigned to Lake Erie in the NHL. In the AHL. It was initially reported that Philippe Dupuis was reassigned as well, but he played against the Coyotes on November 4th. So there's a little confusion as to who was called up and who was sent down. But anyways, it all got figured out. November 6th, Matt Hendricks returned to the Avs lineup after missing the past five games with a groin injury. And Tom Pricing was sent to Lake Erie in the American Hockey League for a conditioning assignment. And Chris Durno was reassigned to Lake Erie in the AHL as well on November 6th. November 8th, Milan Hayduk was a late scratch against the Oilers with a back injury. It took me about a period because I was there, so I hadn't heard any of the news, and it was actually after the pregame skate, so I had no idea, wasn't playing, and it took me about a period to say, where's Milan Hayduk? And that's where he was, so he returned a little bit later. I'll cover that in a second. November 9th, Tom Pricing was recalled from his conditioning stint in Lake Erie, and he made his debut a couple games after that, so Tom Pricing, kind of a rough start for him. He's got an assist, but I believe he's a minus six so far in two games, which isn't very good, but I don't know. Little depth never hurt. I guess you'd rather have healthy guys than having to use whoever's there. So on November 11th, Darcy Tucker returned to the lineup after missing eight games with a concussion and stitches and all kinds of stuff. The Avalanche are better with him in the lineup as well. And the Avalanche placed defenseman John Michael Lyles on the injury reserve with a shoulder injury again. So it was tough to see him leave, but he'll be back, and I'll talk about him in a second. November 12th, the Avalanche unveiled their third jerseys finally in a press conference, and then they wore them for the November 14th. Shellacking they took from the Canucks. November 13th, the Avalanche reassigned center Philippe Dupuis to Lake Erie in the American Hockey League. November 14th, Milan Hayduk returned to lineup against the Canucks after missing two games with a sore back. On November 15th, here's your duh moment for this podcast. Joe Sakic was voted into the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame. Can everybody say it with me? Slam dunk. He's going to be slam dunk for the NHL Hall of Fame as well. So another honor that they covered on the site that I thought I'd throw by you. It's always fun to talk about Joe Sakic, but slam dunk in the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame. Way to go, Joe. On November 16th, the Avalanche recalled forward Chris Durno from Lake Erie. And on November 20th, the Avalanche reassigned Chris Durno to Lake Erie in the AHL. The Avalanche activated forward TJ Gagliardi after missing the last nine games with an ankle injury. So he's a quick healer. Good news. The Avalanche activated dreamy defenseman John Michael Lyles. I have a coworker, Kevin Rebout. Thanks for listening, man. He always describes John Michael Lyles as dreamy. He is so dreamy. Anyways, awkward. Sorry. The ladies love him. Let's just put it that way. He missed five games with a shoulder injury, so good to see him back. The Avalanche definitely, especially the power play, benefits when John Michael Lyles and TJ Gagliardi are in the lineup. The Avalanche, to make room and blah, 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 plays forward Matt Hendricks back on the injury reserve with a groin injury. So that's not good news. His groin was healthy enough to come back, but now it's hurt again. So we'll see where the Avalanche go from there. Let's give you some standings real quick as well. The Avalanche, first place in the Northwest Division. They're ahead of the Flames. They're 13-7-3 with 29 points. The Flames won last night again, I believe. The Avalanche still hold first place by a point. The Flames have two more games that they need to play Two games in hand. I don't want to. It's they have two last games played, so there's possible four more points that they could have. Anyways, the Avalanche, I believe, right now are still second in the Western Conference, but in their last six games, they're 1-4-1. And the Flames are definitely starting to heat up. They're red hot. They're white hot. They're on fire. All right, I'll quit that too. The Flames are playing well, and that's Jerome McGinley. I had a hat trick last night, and they're playing very well. I'll spare you the fire stuff, but anyways, forget it. All right, so the Avalanche struggling lately, but they are still in first place. Doesn't really feel like it though. So hang in there, Avalanche fans. We'll see what happens. Take it game by game, like I always suggest. All right, well, I'll be right back for the third segment, cover the 9 upcoming games, and I'll let you know every place where you can find me besides obviously what you're listening to right now. Thanks so much again for your time. I'll be right back, and don't go anywhere. This is your home for pretty much everything Avalanche, and I'm your host, Jay Veen. Thank you so much for your time. I'm almost done. The 9 upcoming next games for the Avalanche, here you go. Monday, November 23rd, the Avalanche will play the Flyers at Pepsi Center at 7 p.m. Looking forward to giving Lappy a big old hand. I'll be there at Pepsi Center for that one. Looking forward to seeing Lappy again. Wednesday, November 25th, the Avalanche will play at Pepsi Center against the Nashville Predators. That's a 7 p.m. start as well. Friday, November 27th, the Avalanche will play at Minnesota against the Wild. That's a 12 p.m. start. So those of you, probably most everybody in America has that day off, in North America at least, in the United States because of Thanksgiving. So don't forget, 12 p.m. start time on that one. Then the Avalanche play back-to-back Saturday, November 28th against the Wild again, 7 p.m. start on that one at Pepsi Center. Excuse me, sorry. 5-game road trip upcoming after that. Monday, November 30th, the Avalanche play at the Lightning. And Wednesday, December 2nd, the Avalanche play at the Florida Panthers. Thursday, December 3rd, the Avalanche will play at the Pittsburgh Penguins. All 5:30 starts on those last three games, Lightning, Panthers, and Penguins. Saturday, December 5th, the Avalanche will play at the Blue Jackets. That'll be a 5 p.m. Mountain start on that one. And then Monday, December 7th, the Avalanche will play at the St. Louis Blues, 6 p.m. start time on that one. The Avalanche return after that 5-game road trip for a 5-game homestand. So the schedule's compacted because of the Olympic Games this year as well, but a lot of back-to-backs. I think many teams are playing that because of the compact nature of the schedule this year, but pretty extreme for the Avalanche this year between the long road trip at the beginning and playing 11 out of their first 15 on the road, five road games, 5 home games. It'll even out after a while. So there's your upcoming games and my thoughts on the schedule. All right, here's where to find me, everyone. You found me here. My podcast homepage for now is abshockeypodcast.podomatic.com. I will be debuting a brand new site where you can get my information, where you can get the podcast from and everything. It'll also be on iTunes, and that's where things get really fun because we'll get a lot more listeners and just have a lot more fun with it. So you found me already, my podcast homepage, abshockeypodcast.podomatic.com. My Abs Hockey Podcast Twitter account is ABSHKYPODCAST. Once again, for those of you that don't know, Twitter can only allow 15 characters in your username, and Avs Hockey Podcast is 16, so I shorten hockey. So ABSHKYPODCAST. Join me on Twitter. I tweet between games a little bit, but mostly during games. I have a lot of fun talking to my Avalanche fan colleagues on there. So thanks to those of them that are out there that are listening. I always have a good time talking with you guys during the game. So catch me on Twitter. Also, Avs Hockey Podcast Facebook fan page. Search Facebook for Avs Hockey Podcast. You'll find me. Become a fan. I'll keep you up to date during games as much because that's Twitter, but I'll keep you up to date on everything else between Avalanche blogs, between Avalanche Play of the Week on avalanche.nhl.com. Don't forget about that. I'll keep you up to date on all that. Most everything you'll need having to do with the Avalanche will be on my Facebook page. So come join me there. We'd love to see you. Just search Facebook for Avs Hockey Podcast. You can also, I'm a contributor on an Avalanche blog, avalanchetalk.com blog. Me and my Avalanche friend Kevin Nash post blog. He posts way more than I do, but when I have something to say, I'll definitely post there as well. An informative blog that has some good conversation going with it, so go ahead and check us out there, avalanchetalk.com. You can also check out the Avalanche forum, avalanchetalk.com/forum. We'll be talking about Avalanche hockey there as well. Don't forget about my friend, like I mentioned earlier in the show, James Tapeleg Graylian from the Rink Podcast. That's rinkpodcast.com. Not everything necessarily Avalanche, but if you're a hockey fan and you like podcasts, you will love his show. He talks to a lot of great people, a lot of great podcasters, and the man has a passion for podcasting and technology and sound like nobody I've ever met. And he has been integral in creating my new webpage, and we're actually going to do another joint podcast, so look for that. We're going to do another joint podcast on December 1st, a week from Tuesday. And it should be a lot of fun. I've been looking forward to that for a while, and I know you'll enjoy it too. I'll post that on my page, and we'll also post it on Rink Podcast as well. So please visit his podcast, listen to his shows, but also know he has a lot to do with what you see, except for my Facebook page. But when I debut my new website, it looks great, and he has a lot to do with that. So please visit him. And you can also email me, avalanchepodcast@comcast.net, with suggestions, just to say hi, with comments. You want to talk Avalanche hockey or Avs jerseys in that case, let me know. That's where you can find me. My viewers in North America and the United States, I just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I'm very grateful, and I'm honest with this. And don't let me get all emotional on you, but thank you so much for the support you've shown me. It's all about Avalanche hockey, and I'm just glad I can be a part of your Avs passion in the past three seasons. So thank you so much for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time week in, week out. And I'll definitely see you around online on my Facebook page and everything like that. But I really appreciate the support you've shown me, and you keep me going. I'm a busy guy, but I do this for all the fans out there who don't get to follow Avalanche hockey as closely as I do. So I hope you're enjoying it, because I'm having a great time doing it. And thanks again. So happy Thanksgiving. And that's about it. Episode number 44 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. I'll be back in probably two or three weeks, and we'll do it all again. Hopefully the Avalanche can turn things around. They're struggling a little bit lately, but we all know that can be turned around with a couple good games as well. So until then, until my next podcast, everybody please take care. Let's go Avs, and I'll see you next time on the Avs Hockey Podcast. See ya.